You're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid. Only shooting stars break the mold.
Good morning. Evan Bray, great to have you here. Thanks so much for joining us. We've got a busy week, lots of different things going on. The Saskatchewan Association of Rural Municipalities has their big fall convention going on this week. There's no doubt tariffs, likely ag-related tariffs, will be one topic of many different topics they discuss. These new tariffs on peas, India just announcing that they are also throwing a tariff on peas. Not good for the ag sector. In fact, if you think about this, the yellow pea exports, which is a big industry in Canada, 80% of all exports of yellow peas go to either China, who have put 100% tariffs on peas, or now India, which has put 30% tariffs on peas. So four out of every $5 that we bring in, 80%. Going to two countries that now have tariffs on peas. So from an agriculture standby point, this is something that our Premier Scott Moe has been talking a lot about. Don't forget, we've got Premier Moe on our program Thursday morning. That'll be one of many topics we talk about. But with today's budget being released, the federal budget coming down today, all eyes are on what is going to be focused on. I mean, the budget, I've said this many times, the budget is a true indication of what this government's priorities are. If they're willing to put money towards it, it's a clear priority. If it's an area that's on the chopping block from financial spending, that also shows us something as well. So through the morning, we've heard lots of great comments from you. I want to bring on different industry experts to talk about this budget from a variety of different angles. And my next guest, someone you've heard from many times. In fact, we just had that tariff panel discussion, and Ian Lee was one of the panelists I had on there. Carleton University Business Associate Professor. Always enjoy having Ian on the program, and Ian joins us from his office this morning. Ian, thanks for taking the call.
My great pleasure for joining you, Evan, today on this very momentous decision day.
It is a big day, and you know, I think more eyes are on the budget this year. I kind of jokingly said this morning, more eyes were on baseball because of the Jays' run this year than normal. I think more eyes are also on this budget because of this is everyday conversation, isn't it?
I agree with you, and the reason why, I mean, I think there's two reasons. I mean, everyone says yes, 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 it's because of Trump and it's changed everything, which I don't dispute. Of course it has. But that's only half the story. The other half is that we have been, Canada, not the royal we Canada, we Canadians, have been on a long, slow decline. And I know that some people disagree with me. I've got the data, and it's not secret data. The productivity metric, which is the most single most important one of all, because as Nobel laureates have showed us and demonstrated to us, there's only one way you can increase your standard of living, your prosperity, and that's to increase productivity. And that's, I mean, Nobel Prizes have been awarded in that. I mean, the Bank of Canada has been talking about this. Business leaders have been talking about this. And in our productivity has been really declined precipitously in the last 10 years. And I don't believe it was because, you know, of an act of God or little, you know, I don't know, strangers from outer space or something. It was because of poor policy decisions, poor policy choices. And so I think Carney's aware of this because he is an economist. He is a former banker and with Goldman Sachs. And, you know, full disclosure, I'm a former banker. I was with Bank of Montreal. And I think that you really do learn about the economy in a bank, okay, because you're seeing it. It's the big picture. You see all the businesses, all the industries. And so this is where Carney has to go. He's got to not only stop the decline in productivity, he's got to turn it around and make it go back up. Mm-hmm. We're way below the U.S., and so that's attracting capital into the States because it's a better place to do business. So we've got to turn this around and bring capital back. We've got to turn around productivity. And so he's got some tough choices to make today to not only deal with Trump, but to deal with these long-term negative trends in our country that long predate Donald Trump.
So, I mean, this is a great intro to this segment, Ian, because, of course, the follow-up question is how. If he's expected, if Mark Carney and the Liberal government are expected to or should be focused on causing a U-turn in productivity, not yes. only stopping the decline, but, as you said, having it go the other direction, raising productivity in Canada, is there simple, quick, low-hanging fruit answers to this problem?
I don't want to say it's simple. I mean, it's clear. It's clear. I mean, this has been studied to death for 100 years, not just in Canada, everywhere. And so I want to go very big picture just to, you know, to so everybody understands what I'm suggesting. I mean, devil's always in the details. Yes, yes, yes. In the last 10 years, I'm not trying to pick on Trudeau. It's just that he was the prime minister, and these are the decisions that were made. We focused much more on redistribution. In other words, taking the pie and redistributing it by, all kinds of social programs that we all thought were wonderful, you know, pharmacare for everybody and dental care and daycare and so forth. This does not grow the pie. This is spending the existing pie. So we're eating the existing pie. Productivity is about growing the pie or making a whole bunch of new pies. Everybody understands my analogy. You know, you make one pie in the kitchen, and you're all cutting it up to eat it. But the better solution is to go and make a whole bunch of pies. Not one pie, maybe 5 or 10 pies. Because then there's more pies for everybody. And what we did for the last 10 years is we focused almost exclusively on just redistributing the pie. And saying, well, you know, you don't over there, you don't have enough of the pie. That guy over there's got too much of the pie, so we're going to take it from him to give it to the other person. And so, in fact, we put barriers in the last 10 years to prevent us from making more pies. We said, no pipelines. Oh, no, they're bad. We put, the tanker ban bill. Oh, no, we can't send oil to countries around the world or LNG. And so we put barriers in front of the growth and an investment. And so I think that the big picture takeaway tonight at 4 o'clock Eastern Time, when the minister stands up, we should all be watching. Is he going to turn that around? We desperately need economic decisions and policies that are going to allow, encourage, facilitate businesses to grow, to invest in businesses and new startups and new factories and so forth. And I don't want anyone to think I'm some kind of a horrible person that says, you know, let's throw disadvantaged people underneath the bus. I'm not saying that at all. I've never said that, ever. I don't think any Canadian believes that. That's just a stereotype, a false stereotype that people launch against people who are like me saying what I'm saying. We've got to, I believe, instead of saying we're going to, I believe universality, Evan, I think it's wrong. People say it's wonderful Canadian value. What on earth are we doing giving free social programs to high-income people? That's what universality means. It never meant, we always believed in supporting people that were down in their luck, disadvantaged people that were homeless or people that were unemployed. We've always believed that because we've had unemployment insurance and other programs. Universality is about giving it to everybody, even people that don't need any help whatsoever. And I'll be very blunt, everybody, and I'm all for 65. I am getting free drugs in Ontario because I turned 65. This is outrageous. This is just squandering scarce resources. It should be income tested. Give it to people who need help at the bottom. And so that's where we've gone wrong in the last few years, is we said, you know, we're going to give everybody almost, we're going to try and give free stuff to everybody. We're going to have to return to a much more targeted approach where we help those who need help. Mm-hmm. And we do not give freebies to everybody else. And then we take that money and we focus now on investment or infrastructure that will allow companies to invest in potash or in mining or in agriculture. And then we can get those products out to market. So I hope today at 4, the focus is on removing the barriers that the former government put in place to suppress economic growth, to bring back and encourage and facilitate and enable economic growth, because that is where our prosperity is going to come from.
Ian Lee is my guest, Carleton University. So, you know, we had a full hour discussion. We opened up phone and text lines, and I asked people, what do you hope to hear out of this budget? We heard a lot of people say, I'm worried about the debt. I'm worried not just for me, but for future generations. We had lots of people say, I'd like to see taxes come down. And I've heard you say, we can't tax our way to prosperity. Does what you talked about there, Ian, this notion of turning, making the U-turn on productivity and opening up our economy and our markets, does that then, as a byproduct, take care of some of these other things like debt, like taxation levels?
It does. It's a major contributor, and I'm not trying to suggest it'll happen the morning after you announce it. Of course not, because it takes time to put in, A, to put the policies in place, and B, to have them actually, you know, be executed in the economy. It takes time to build pipelines. It takes time to build new additional rail lines and so on. But, you know, when you do go down, when one goes down that road, it does drive up the productivity, and it's a self, it becomes self-reinforcing, because as the economy starts to take off, businesses from around the world and investors notice that, and then they want to come in too, and then they invest. And so it becomes a good, not a vicious cycle, but a very positive cycle that it facilitates growth. And so that's why I'm so big on that approach of the investment approach to increase the growth rate in the economy, which will generate cash, generate tax rate, taxation revenues to government. It creates more jobs, and it raises the prosperity level. So I think Carney understands this because he is an economist. He is a former banker, a businessman. And so I think he actually said he wants to facilitate growth. And we're not talking about government doing the investing. Just to be clear for your listeners, I've been completely opposed to governments building battery plants. It's not the role of government. You know, the government has a very important role. It's my metaphor I like to use all the time. I use it in my class. Is they are the referee of the hockey game, because people cheat. We all know that. Hockey players cheat. They hook, they spear, you know. And so you got to have the referee, the guy that wears the stripes, to call the penalties. But you don't want the referee telling Sidney Crosby when to shoot the puck. Or you don't want him to be the coach on the sideline. That's not their job. We should never have built those battery plants. We should never have poured billions of dollars into Bombardier because the government decided in their infinite wisdom that they were going to turn Bombardier into a world-class company. That's the role of competition in markets. And so that's where we've got to go, is we've got to encourage competition and not encourage protectionism, which is one of the things that is driven down our productivity so much. And that, again, has been studied to death. Nobel Prizes have been earned, showing that if you want to increase your productivity, you've got to encourage a competitive economy, because it's in the competition that causes companies to then go and innovate, because they want to get an edge on their competitors. And in the innovation, you create increased productivity.
Ian Lee is my guest, Carleton University. Last question that I'm going to have time for is there, you know, we are hearing people say over and over, and maybe this is a planted slogan, I don't know, by the government, but we're hearing people say there's a cost to sovereignty. Should we expect, Ian, a blip, an increase in spending, and that is the cost of doing business? It's a means to an end based on the things that you've been talking about.
Evan, it is, if we spend it on the right, I mean, let me put it slightly differently. I think there's good government spending and there's bad government spending. I'm, as you can tell by now, I'm not a fan of consumption. You know, borrowing to buy your groceries, I don't think is a good plan. Borrowing to buy a house or a farm or a business, that's a good spending, because it's going to generate a productive stream and growth down the road. I'm not a big fan of spending on consumption. Of course, we all want to enjoy ourselves, but we've been spending too much in the last 10 years on consumption and far too little on investment and reinvestment. And so we're going to see this afternoon, there's going to be some cuts. I have no doubt about that. I think there's going to be 70,000 public servants. They're going to announce that they're going to lay off 70,000. Not that I'm happy about people losing their jobs, but I do believe that we made a mistake in the last 10 years. We added 100,000 people to the payroll of the government of Canada. at a time when we went into e-government, which is far more efficient than the old paper-based government. So we should have been shrinking the government in the last 10 years. We added 100,000. So I think he's going to cut there. And then if he spends money on, as I said, things like infrastructure, ports, you know, the Port of Vancouver, there's all kinds of delays there. We have one of the worst records for port cities compared to the other OECD countries. And so that, you know, holds up the grain that's getting out or whatever else we're shipping out. So there's things that government can do that will enhance the productivity and enhance the growth. And I don't mean giving universal social programs called PharmaCare and daycare and giving it to everybody, including people that are very high income and don't need any help.
Ian, this has been a great chat. Always appreciate you popping by the program.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much, Evan.
Ian Lee, Carleton University Business Associate Professor, makes lots of good sense there. I see a few texts coming in, some agreeing with things he's saying, some disagreeing with things that he's saying, especially when it comes to some of those social programs. But that's why this is an open line talk show, and we have lots of opportunity for you to weigh in on the conversation. We'll take a break. We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.